You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Oakland A's baseball. It's time to break it down with Jane Lee. I'm Dave Raymond. Great to have you along today. Jane, you know, the holidays time, you know, it's a good time maybe to, as we kind of unwrap what has happened so far in the offseason, take a look at what legitimately is now under the tree for the Oakland A's. We've spent a lot of time, it seems like, in recent weeks talking about the bullpen and how much work they've done there and how improved they should be in that aspect. What about the lineup? How do you think it you know, begins to stack up? And for that matter, how set are they with their current lineup?
Yeah, they do seem pretty set. You know, you look around the infield, outfield, I think those positions are, you know, everything's kind of becoming a little more clear, especially with, you know, the trade of Brett Laurie. Now we can kind of see Jed Lowry settling in at second base, you know, and allowing Marcus Semien to stay at shortstop with Danny Valencia at third. And then you have, you know, a newcomer, Yonder Alonso, there at first base. And, you know, beyond that, you know, you look at the catching position. They, of course, have Steven Vogt, Josh Fagley. I could see them bringing in an additional catcher just for depth purposes. I don't foresee it being, you know, a big name or anything. But right now, if one of those two guys goes down, you know, to injury or, you know, something unforeseen happens with one of them, they really don't have much else behind them. So I could see them adding there. And in the outfield, too. I mean, they have so many guys in left field right now. Of course, they're hoping that Coco Crisp can stay healthy, but he really hasn't been able to in recent seasons. So they do have Sam Fold back. They have Jake Smolinski. They have Andrew Lambeau, Mark Canna. So a lot of options there, but no clear option, though, now that they do have Alonso at first base. So it would make sense that Canna would spend the majority of the time in the outfield. So if, you know, Chris ends up dealing with his neck injury again, we know that's a chronic thing. It's going to pop up. Of course, he's hoping, you know, he can manage it next season. But if he can't, I could see Canna, you know, getting most of his time in left field. And, you know, all those other guys I mentioned, too, can also play center. And there's Billy Burns there, and I foresee him getting the majority of the time there. And then, of course, Josh Reddick in right field. So, you know, when you look at those guys, there's not really a clear number three or number four hitter guys that you would normally see in those spots in the lineup. But, you know, the A's like to mix and match with their guys. You know, Bob Melvin does a really good job of that. We've seen guys like Reddick and Lowry and Vogt in those middle spots, and of course Valencia too. You know, he hit cleanup a lot after his arrival last year. So, you know, it's not your typical lineup where you have, you know, your power hitters, you know, a lot of power hitters in there, but, you know, the A's have a lot of on-base guys, you know, guys who create a lot of run production. And, you know, look at the team last year, and offense really wasn't an issue, even without those type of hitters. You know, they lost a lot of home run hitters the year before. Cespedes, Moss, Donaldson, of course. But ended up doing okay. It really wasn't their offense that let them down last year. You know, I think they were about average in every, you know, offensive category. So, and they have a lot of those guys returning. So I see a lot of production, you know, from top to bottom. And, you know, they, in that regard, they do seem set. So I could see, you know, little additions, whether it's in the outfield or at catcher, but I don't see any, you know, big names coming in. I still get asked that a lot, you know, fans wanting a Cespedes back or, you know, names like that, but it's just the A's don't have the resources for that. So, you know, they already improved what they thought was the weakness in the bullpen. You know, they added depth to the rotation, and they feel good about, you know, just the all-around talent that they have up and down the roster.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of a style of offensive player that the A's definitely like, and it almost sounded like you were profiling Yonder Alonso a little bit. I mean, Alonso, a guy to me, your first base, historically, we like to think of a lot of power, home runs, RBIs coming from that position. I don't know that his numbers reflect, that kind of a career trajectory. I haven't really broken his numbers down to know. What is it that they found intriguing about Yonder Alonso?
Yeah, I mean, the knock on him has been that he's not your typical first baseman, power hitter. I don't think he's hit more than 9 home runs in a single season. So they definitely didn't get him for his power, but they do like his bat. He's a gap-to-gap guy, gets on base, a very good clip, which fits the profile of this team. And I think you're kind of seeing this trend of, stockpiling these type of guys throughout the league. I mean, you look at the Royals, yeah, they have guys, up and down the lineup who can hit the ball out of the ballpark at any time, and so do the A's, but they don't rely on it. They're not going to sit back and wait for that long ball. They have to rely 1 through 9 on guys getting on base, making things happen, kind of just going down the line and getting some run production. So I think, with Alonso, of course, they value his defense, too. He's one of the best defensive first basemen in the league. But they know he's also the type of guy who they can plug right in there, and do what, they do best, or what they feel they can do best. And, that's just keeping the line moving with guys that have had success with drawing walks, or, you saw what, Jed Lowry did when he was last with the A's. I mean, he's getting doubles every other time he's at bat, it seems like. So, a lot of those guys that they feel can just keep the line going. And I think that, you're right in saying that Alonso definitely does fit that profile.
Yeah, so a quiet remainder of the offseason, you think, for this team?
I would think so. I don't think the A's are ever done making moves, whether it's in season or the offseason. I think they're always trying to look to improve their club in whichever way they can. And, last time we spoke with A's officials, it did sound like they were still entertaining trade discussions, talking with some veteran starters. I know they would like to add a veteran starter to maybe slot behind Sonny Gray, just because, they do like to have that guy, behind the A's who separates, a Sonny Gray from a lot of the younger guys they have in the rotation. They're not just going to go out and get any guys. So if it's not the right fit, they're perfectly content with going into the season with the group that they have. And I think a lot of those veteran names that are out there will probably be, the A's will probably not be able to afford them, guys like Scott Kazmir. I just don't see coming back. I thought Bartolo Colon could have been a nice fit for them, but he, of course, went back to the Mets. So there's very few options out there right now, and then the options that are out there will probably demand, just based on, market prices these days, just too much for the A's to afford. So they recognize that. They're very realistic about their options. And know that they do have a good group, whether or not they do add to that mix.
Well, interesting. Oakland A's, certainly a much improved team over last year in a very difficult division. But, I don't know. I think they're right in the mix based on where we are at this point in the offseason. Excellent stuff, Jane. Look forward to catching up again probably in the new year, if you can believe it.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. There she goes, Jane Lee. MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.